Welcome to the podcast, No Code Talks with Creatio. I'm your host, Andy Zambito, Chief Sales Officer Americas at Creatio. And today we have a special guest, Catalina Dabija, Senior Manager at Deloitte Consulting Romania. Catalina has over 10 years of experience leading and delivering IT projects. She focuses on IT and BI assessments, P&I frameworks, core banking transformation, mergers, process and project management. She will bring that strong knowledge and share her thoughts about digital banking maturity and how banks are responding to the digital revolution. So Catalina, I pass it over to you.
My name is Catalina Dabija. I'm a senior manager in Deloitte Consulting Romania, and we will be talking a bit about digital banking maturity and trying to answer the question, how banks are responding to the digital revolution. So without further ado, I will step right into the topic. And even if it's a bit counterintuitive, I would like to start with the part related to key takeaways. So these are the main messages that I would like you all to take away after the end of the session. First of all, let me give you a bit of details about what a digital banking maturity is. So it was a study that we have been conducting since 2016. In 2020, we've done it covering 318 banks from 39 countries. So it's a global perspective, while doing analysis of digital retail banking channel, retail banking in three channels. We covered internet banking, mobile banking, and website. It's based on an outside-in mystery shopper assessment of the digital functionalities, of the customer needs research, and user experience evaluation. So all in all, the topic that I'm going to talk to you about today is digital banking maturity, which is identifying champions and leading practices worldwide. Now, we all know that 2020 was, let's say, a tough year, and it has changed the face of industry in general, of business in general, and it also has affected banking. And in terms of digital channels, it was putting the development of the digital channels on a fast track. So in turn, banks had to close or even shorten the opening hours of branches, but many also got to implement new digital features like fully digital processes. Now, when it comes to digital champions, and I'm going to get to quickly defining them in the context of digital banking maturity in a couple of minutes, they don't only lead their peers in number of digital functionalities along the customer journey, but they are also, banks, they outperform other incumbent banks in their country or in their geography, both on cost income ratio and return of equity. When it comes to serving online customers, digital champions are investing in end-to-end digital sale processes, and they have widened the lead on over the latecomers for key products like current accounts, credit cards, and for cash loans. Also, if we're looking at the market from the perspective of challenger banks versus incumbent banks, new functionalities typically gain traction faster with challenger banks than with the incumbent banks. So we speak here about functionalities like bill split, virtual debit card, chatbots with advanced use cases, or even chatbots which allow transactionality. Last but not least, user experience is a key differentiator, which is bringing up customer satisfaction, and digital champions have long ago understood that. So 60% of our digital champions are actually ranked in the top 10% when it comes to user experience scenarios that we have analyzed. The largest gap between digital champions and the latecomers is in the areas of opening an account, buying an insurance product, or even in the beyond banking services. Now, just as a quick, look over when it comes to what happened in 2020, there were a lot of, lockdowns which were instituted in all the countries. So immediately after those social lockdowns, we were faced with the need to go towards remote working. People were finding themselves in the inability of paying their loans. So a lot of countries then adopted loan default legislation. Companies in general were forced to optimize their supply chain processes and in general do the automation of their processes. In the economic side of the middle of the last year, interest rates were reduced in order to, support consumption. Banks were starting to feel a bit of obstacles in gaining profitability.